The increase in competition proved too much for the girls' basketball team on Friday night when they fell at home against Great Bend. It was ultimately a game where the middle quarters just were not good enough from Garden City, especially getting the ball up the court. The full court press that Garden City had tried to practice through throughout the week really came back to bite them. The Panthers forced a lot of turnovers against Garden City, especially in those middle quarters, which allowed them to pull away and create an insurmountable deficit. Buffaloes did come into life hitting three-pointers. Maya Korff hit two right out of the half. KJ Pinchin hit a couple in the fourth quarter. But as Jacob Miller mentioned after the game, the potential that they have in the second half is what they had in the first half as well. And the three-pointers just didn't fall in a game where Garden City needed those shots to fall. Great Bend's defense forced KJ Pinchin out of the post, which prevented Garden City from getting easy buckets down low. And the Panthers' offense proved too much in transition for Garden City to handle. The two leading scorers for Great Bend on the season were their two leading scorers at the Garden, with Sadie Spray showing why she is one of the best players in the conference, scoring 6 straight points in the fourth quarter to help the Panthers pull away late. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.